अस्सलाम वालेकुम वरहमतुल्लाहि वबरकातुहू। मे द पीस एंड ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ अल्लाह बी अपॉन यू।
मोहम्मदुर
द टॉपिक दैट वी हैव गैदर्ड टुडे टू डिस्कस इज रिमेम्बरेंस ऑफ अल्लाह। रिमेम्बरेंस ऑफ अल्लाह, रिमेम्बरेंस इन अरबिक, इट इज द अरबिक वर्ड फॉर रिमेम्बरेंस इज जिक्र, जिक्र। And throughout the Holy Quran, Allah reminds us that we need to focus on zikr. We need to do more zikr. Zikr, as I said, means a remembrance. And sometimes it is referred to as dhikrullah, meaning remembrance of Allah. Sometimes it is also referred in Urdu language mostly, dhikr-e-ilahi, remembrance of God Almighty. So throughout the presentation today, sometimes you might hear me say the word remembrance. Sometimes you might hear me say the word zikr, but you should understand that zikr and the word remembrance, in that way they are interchangeable. Remembrance is the English translation of the word zikr that is repeated in the Holy Quran, that we should do zikr, we should do more remembrance of God Almighty. In chapter 3, verse 192, Allah the Almighty states, those who remember Allah, Allah is talking about the believers here, people of understanding here. Allah says, who are those people of understanding? Those who remember Allah standing, sitting, and lying on their sides and ponder over the creation of the heavens and the earth and say, our Lord, you have not created this universe in vain. So zikr is something that needs to be done in any situation, in any condition, in any position. One needs to constantly think about Allah the Almighty. Some of the Muslims you might have seen, not so much common in our Jamaat, but in other denominations, sometimes you see people holding, necklace looking thing, beads, which they call tasbih. Tasbih means glorifying God. So people refer to those beads as tasbih as well, because they use them to glorify God. So they would keep counting on them on their fingers and repeating attributes of Allah, names of Allah, or different prayers upon that, and trying to engage themselves in the remembrance of Allah the Almighty. And that is something that we are speaking about today, that as Muslims we need to understand the importance, the significance of remembrance of Allah, the significance of zikr. Nowadays, as our society is becoming or coming more under the influence of atheism, coming more under the influence of the Dajjal and, different types of things that are happening in the world, people sometimes do not understand the significance of repeating prayers, just sitting there repeating prayers. People, they would do all these other religious things, but they would question that what is the significance of us just reading prayers on our fingertips, for example, glorifying God on our fingertips, that Subhanallah, holy is Allah, holy is Allah, or Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. The more westernized, westernized culture is taking place in the, establishing itself in the world, the more sometimes people fail to understand some of these age-old, like long-time practices that have existed among religious saints and prophets, and we fail to understand why we need to do them, right? We don't fully grasp the purpose of them. But just when we look at the people that came before us, and the fact that how much they used to spend time doing zikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah, you would understand that why, when we read stories of the past, why those people had better connection with Allah, better relation with Allah, because they did not just offer their five daily prayers, but they engaged themselves in remembrance of Allah throughout the day, all the time. This is why they had that close relationship with Allah. And by the grace of Almighty Allah, there are people even today as well that engage themselves in remembrance of Allah, and due to that, they gain that nearness of God Almighty as well. But as I said, this Western influence sometimes has caused it to reach such points that sometimes because of it, people do not understand the reasoning or the purpose of repeating just certain words, certain prayers. What good is it going to do, as they would assume? And then that's one side of it. But then among the Muslims as well, there is the other side, other extreme of it as well, that there are many Muslims that misuse or misunderstand the concept of zikr, concept of tasbih, of glorification of God Almighty. You know, as I mentioned earlier, people hold beads, and upon the beads, the beads are placed in a manner that you're able to, without even counting in your head or numbering in your head, you're able to just keep turning the bead next to the next bead to the next bead. You know exactly how many times you have repeated a certain prayer or a certain phrase. So people use them, but then it over the period of time, now it has become a custom, a tradition. It didn't exist in the time of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People invented this to make it easy for people to do zikr. That is why they were invented, right? That is why they were created. But then at the same time, after some time, now it has become more of a symbol than anything else. If you go to Muslim countries, you would see people, sometimes some very foul, very bad people, you know, the society fears them because of the terror that they you know, instill in the hearts of the people. But they will be coming out of the vehicles, going here and there, holding those beads in their head, pretending to be very saintly, pious, righteous person. So because of their misunderstanding, misusing these things, sometimes, you know, they don't understand the concept of zikr, and other people turn away from this practice completely sometimes. Then, you know, people with beads, ignore those type of people, even ordinary people that hold beads and they hold it as a way of symbolizing that we are very pious, we're very religious. All the time we are doing zikr, all the time we are remembering God. But sometimes their actions are so bad. Sometimes you see them, they're talking to you or they're talking to somebody else, and still the beads are turning in their hand. And you wonder if they ever actually read anything, or they just continue to have their own conversation and just keep turning the beads to pretend as if they are thinking about God Almighty. Some of the people, to this extent, they would go that they would be holding the beads in their hand and turning them, and at the same time, they would be cursing, abusing somebody with filthy words, and at the same time, they're still turning their beads. And you just wonder that if this person has any idea what this is about. Because of such people, the dhikr in its entirety, you know, it gets used as more of as a symbol, more of as a something to show off, rather than something to inculcate in ourselves and improve our spirituality, improve our relationship with Allah the Almighty. And then there is other people that have made this zikr or this type of, you know, prayers into a business, right? They make it a business out of it. What they do is that, for example, they will say that you're suffering from this ailment or that ailment. Come to me, I will heal you. I'll give you the exact prayer that you repeat maybe a 500 times or 1,000 times, or you blow it. I will read it and blow it upon this water, and then you will be cured, and they will charge money for that. So when these kind of practices start taking root, obviously people are going to have suspicions about these kind of practices. So this is what I mean. People misuse that, right? And similarly, there is other people that people will wrap up certain prayers and put them in a piece of paper and then tie it around with a string around their arm or around their neck, and think that that zikr, that prayer is going to give them strength or ability to do something. All these are foul practices that people have created. So this is why sometimes, you know, because of the misuse of the people, and also because of the Western influence, sometimes many people, sincere Muslims, don't understand the importance of zikr. Zikr is such an important and an essential thing for our spiritual development that we cannot neglect it. We cannot neglect it. And when I say zikr, again, just to repeat, it is remembrance of Allah. Dhikr means remembrance of Allah, remembering God, thinking about God, reflecting upon His attributes, glorifying God. This is zikr. Engaging yourself in remembrance of Allah. Salat, or the five daily prayers that we offer, we will come to it again later, but that is a form of remembrance as well. But that is one form of remembrance. There's other, you know, prayers and phrases and attributes of Allah that we can repeat and reflect upon throughout the day for our own relationship of Allah, for developing that strong relationship with Allah the Almighty. When you truly, truly love somebody, you do not limit your remembrance of them to only the moments that you are with them. You think about them all the time. That is what true love is. And with Allah the Almighty, if we truly love Him, we want to think about Him, reflect upon Him, think about His blessings upon us all the time. And this is zikr, this is remembrance of Allah the Almighty. And then, as I said, this is so important. I mean, I before delivering my lecture today, my dars today, I was reading over a book by the second Khalifa of the Promised Messiah alayhi salam on this very topic called Dhikr-e Ilahi, Remembrance of Allah. And in that he says that one might think that because I'm speaking on this topic, and I'm saying that this topic is so important. But when you read the Holy Quran tells you how important it is. All of us who offer Jummah prayers at the masjid or anywhere, we know that when the Imam, you know, gives his sermon in English, after the sermon finishes, he gives a sermon in Arabic language, which we refer to as the second sermon or the Khutbah Thaniya that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to give in exact those words. When that sermon ends, the last phrase is Wala Dhikrullahi Akbar. Wala Dhikrullahi, and certainly the remembrance of Allah is the greatest action, greatest deed, greatest virtue. So remembrance of Allah is not an ordinary thing. It is not something optional thing. Rather, it is the most crucial thing if we want to gain nearness to Allah the Almighty, if we want to attain His pleasure and His love. In another place, God Almighty says, وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا, that, O my servant, remember your Lord morning and evening. We should remember Allah in the morning, in the evening, not limiting to it, meaning day and night you should be remembering Allah the Almighty. Allah has prescribed prayers, 5 daily prayers for Muslims, which we refer to as Salat. S-A-L-A-T, we write in English, right? Salat, we observe that 5 times a day. There are fixed hours for it. But remembrance of Allah, dhikr, is such that should continue at all times, should not be limited to a certain time. And this is what zikr is. Another verse from the Holy Quran, chapter 63, Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, la tulhikum amwalukum wala auladukum an dhikrillah. Allah says that, O ye who believe, let not wealth and children divert you from the remembrance of Allah. Don't let anything divert you from the remembrance of Allah. Meaning any engagement that you might claim I have, I'm too busy because of this reason or that reason, it should not make you so busy, or you should claim that I'm so busy that I can't even remember Allah. No obstacle, nothing should come in your way in remembering Allah the Almighty. Whatever engagement you have, for example, if one of our children is having their exams or they're not feeling well or whatever it is that they require our attention, our businesses, whatever, it should rather push us more in remembering Allah the Almighty, being grateful to Allah the Almighty, praying for the success of whomsoever we are concerned about, may it be our business, our family members or whatever, we pray to Allah for the success of them. That is remembrance of Allah. That is how you turn those situations into ways of remembering Allah the Almighty, rather than creating or saying that these are obstacles in my way. So this is remembrance of Allah, that nothing should stop us, hinder us from doing so. Allah the Almighty praises, you know, those people in the Holy Quran, that there are believers that even when they are in doing their businesses, they're buying, they're selling, they're trading things, even at that time, they're not unmindful of remembrance of Allah the Almighty. There is many ways that is true. One, it is possible that even if they're sitting at their business or shop, remembering Allah, doing some kind of repeating some prayers, phrases, different things like that, or saying Alhamdulillah and all those things. But it is also possible that because they're mindful of Allah, that Allah the Almighty is watching, therefore I'm not going to cheat or defraud anybody that comes to my shop or my establishment. This is also a form of zikr, that even in all those moments, in all those transactions they're doing, they're mindful that Allah is watching and I don't want to upset Allah through any of my actions. That itself is a zikr, a remembrance of Allah. But then they may also be in their times when they're sitting by themselves, they're remembering Allah, they're praying to God Almighty. They're repeating phrases, Subhanallah, holy is Allah, Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. And many more different prayers. Then Allah says in chapter 33 of the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanudhkurullaha dhikran kathira wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. Allah says, O ye who believe, remember Allah with much remembrance and glorify Him morning and evening. Allah doesn't limit the remembrance that pray this many times a day. No, much as possible, right? Your tongue, your heart should always be moist with remembrance of Allah the Almighty, thinking about Allah the Almighty. This is what true believers engage themselves in. They do not engage themselves in foul and unnecessary talks or thoughts that take them away from their spiritual purpose. No, whatever they're doing, they're playing with their children, they are doing something else, still they're constantly thinking about Allah the Almighty. The Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, he is obviously the best example that how one should live his life. While living the life, making sure that the rights of each other, people around us are taken care of, that kindness, that love, that compassion that needs to be shown to others is shown, the time and care that needs to be given to others is given, but at the same time, the due rights of Allah are not neglected. The remembrance of Allah is done at all times. This is what we see in the life of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and nobody does it better than him, and nobody has done it better than him, I should say. Now he says, the Prophet, peace be upon him, says that the comparison between a person who remembers his Lord and one who does not is akin to the living and the dead. Living and the dead. One who remembers Allah is like the one who is living. And one who does not remember Allah is like the one who is dead. Meaning his spiritual health is dying or it is already dead. That is why he's not remembering Allah. One who is alive, whose spirit is alive, he is always remembering Allah the Almighty. With every breath, even without repeating any phrases, he's still thinking about God. But then again, whenever he can, he's repeating phrases, saying phrases to remember Allah the Almighty. The promised Messiah, alayhi salam, the founder of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat, regarding him, it is mentioned that even when he would be sleeping, every time he would take, turn from one side to the other, some prayer would be on his tongue, something he would be repeating, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin, or something, some prayer of some form of prayer, some form of zikr, some form of remembrance of Allah would be upon his tongue. That is because even when he is going to sleep, he is thinking about God Almighty. And when he falls asleep, obviously he's still thinking about God Almighty. And anytime his mind becomes awake again, without even thinking, the words and the prayers start to be uttered from the mouth. This is remembrance of Allah. This is zikr. And this is what we need to do as believers as well. There's a very nice narration of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that emphasizes the importance or significance of remembering Allah, of zikr. It is related that while addressing the companions, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked them whether he should tell them something that is the best of all and most desirable, even better than spending gold and silver, and better than someone striving in the path of Allah and fighting the enemies and attaining martyrdom. The companions replied in the affirmative, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them that it is remembrance of Allah the Exalted. So he said that this is the most precious thing. A believer is somebody that does not just take actions at certain times, but a believer is someone who is always engaged in remembrance of Allah. There are people out there that go to the church or their place of worship once a month. Some people go there once every 6 months, and some people just show up to their place of worship on New Year's, and that is it. And they think that their dues are paid. But that is not the case. That is not the case. All those things you should be doing regularly, your worship, your, you know, weekly, daily, whatever. But remembrance of Allah is such that needs to be taking place at all times. And all the time in our heart, we're thinking about God. Not showing off to each other. As I said right in the beginning, that some people do that, and because of them, others have been misled that they don't even understand the significance of it. But we need to do it not to show off, but for ourselves. Think about God, reflect upon God, read those small prayers. Keep your, you know, as it is said, that keep your tongue moist with the remembrance of Allah, with those beautiful prayers and words taught by the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, just to continue moving this discussion, I wanted us to understand first the importance and the significance of zikr. Zikrullah meaning remembrance of Allah. I think with several verses that I have presented, and there are many, many more in the Holy Quran that speak about zikr, that how important, how significant it is. Now, let us move on to some forms of zikr that are mentioned in the Holy Quran. Number one, most important, most crucial is salat. Salat, as I explained already, salat refers to the five daily prayers that Allah the Almighty has made mandatory upon believers, that every person must offer the five daily prayers. So this is very useful and necessary. And alhamdulillah, by the grace of Almighty Allah, majority of the Muslims take part in it, that they do pray five times a day. But this zikr, this remembrance alone is not enough. In the book Zikr-e-Ilahi, the second Khalifa, Hazrat Muslim Maud, may Allah be pleased with him, he says that, you know, salat is essential, it's crucial. This is the first form of zikr, most important. But just thinking that I will do this and this is enough. It is like, for example, that somebody dresses up very nicely, wears a very nice suit and tie and everything. But then at the end, he does not put on shoes at all. He just goes out either barefoot, or he goes in slippers. Now, everything is great about him, but that will just throw off the whole image. So this is the form of worship as well, or zikr as well, that salat is the most essential, most important. But then to beautify your zikr, to beautify your spiritual condition, your state before Allah the Almighty, you need to add more to it. Do not limit yourself to five daily prayers. You need to add more. Now, there is a very interesting hadith in regards to this, that there was a person came to the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, to learn about Islam. And he said that, teach me, what is it? What do I have to do to be a good Muslim? The Prophet said that you have to pray five times daily. He said, anything else? He said, that is it for prayers, but if you want, you can do more. Like, okay, is there anything else? The Prophet said that there is a month of Ramadan in which Muslims fast for 30 days, for the entire month they fast. He said, okay, is there anything else? He said, well, that is it for that obligatory one, but you can fast any time in the year as well. That is voluntary fasting. It's like, okay. And then anything else? Then the Prophet says, in Islam, you also have to give zakat, charity, a form of charity. But if you want to give more than that, voluntary, that is good. So the gentleman, he says that, I swear to God that I will act upon this. What you have told me, the bare minimum I will do, I will not do any more, and I will not do any less. And the person departs from there. So the Holy Prophet ﷺ tells the people that if this person is truthful in what he has said, then he is successful. He will attain success. So basically, this helps us understand that if we are offering our five daily prayers consistently, regularly, with our mind and heart, that is sufficient. But the truth is that we have weaknesses within ourselves. Sometimes when we are praying, our mind diverts from one thing to the next, and sometimes we're not even thinking about worship at all in our prayers. It happens. It is part of being human that our mind goes from one place to the next. Now, such a prayer, is it worthy of being accepted by Allah the Almighty? Allah may accept if He likes, but Allah may reject because of us thinking about some other things during our salat, not being focused in our prayers. There was a time in the time, you know, in the life of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, that a gentleman was praying, offering his prayers while Prophet peace be upon him was sitting to the side. The gentleman finished his prayer and came close and sat close to the Holy Prophet peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. The Prophet said that go back and pray again. The gentleman went back and prayed again. And then he came back and sat in the same place. The Prophet peace be upon him said, no, go back and pray again. He did this three times. After the third time, he said to the Prophet, O Prophet of Allah, this is how I know how to pray. If I'm making a mistake, please guide me. What do I need to do? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you're rushing through the prayers. You need to pray them slowly. Right? So this, he went back and then he offered his prayers slowly. And the point being that sometimes we're offering our prayers, they're not even worthy of being accepted by Allah the Almighty. Allah may accept, that is up to them. We keep praying. But because of that, we do not limit ourselves to the five daily salat. In case there is any shortcoming in that, what are we going to say to Allah that we were negligent in paying our dues? So for that reason, Allah has allowed us or given us the option to offer nafal. Nafal. Nafal, N-A-F-L, we write in English, means voluntary prayers. Voluntary prayers. These are the extra prayers which are not mandatory, but the purpose of them is to cover our shortcomings. To cover, if there was any shortcoming in our salat, our prayer, extra prayer, nafal prayer that we have offered will cover that. If in our fasting there was some negligence during our fast, we did not keep it with that spirituality that it requires, that voluntary fast will cover up for that. We give extra charity throughout the day, throughout the month, throughout the year, so that we're not just, you know, in case there was some negligence, we have covered it with other things. So all these things, the voluntary things, cover our important mandatory things. So this is also important to remember, that we do not limit ourselves just to saying that I've done the obligatory things. See, you look at the example of Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. He used to wake up in the middle of the night and spend much, you know, at least one third of the night praying Allah the Almighty, worshipping Allah the Almighty, remembering God Almighty. This is the person closest to God Almighty. Still, he is engaged in worshipping Allah all the time. And when someone asks him that, why do you put yourself through this when Allah has already forgiven all your sins? He says that, should I not be a grateful servant of God by worshipping Him more? So this was his condition. And we as believers need to learn from him that even him, if he is praying to Allah the Almighty, we need to do the same as well. We need to try and be engaged in remembrance of Allah as much as possible. At all times, if possible. And I said already that this does not mean that we do not talk with people, we do not engage in conversation. We do all those things. Even in those conversations, we are still thinking that we do not say something that is contrary to what Allah wants me to say. Meaning I do not hurt the feelings of the next person or anything like that unnecessarily. I do not say abusive or use foul language. Because that, not just because that person would mind, but because Allah would mind, and my relationship with Allah would be affected because of that. So all these things we need to keep in mind as believers, that in everything that we do, we need to constantly be mindful of God Almighty. This means, this refers to dhikr. This refers to remembrance of Allah. Inshallah, try to wrap it up in the next few minutes. Allah the Almighty has stated more types of zikr in the Holy Quran as well. The second type of zikr is recitation of the Holy Quran. Allah says in the Holy Quran, "Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra." Surely we ourselves have sent down this zikr, referring to the Holy Quran, that this is a zikr. Allah calls the Holy Quran zikr. Because when you read the Holy Quran, what does it do? It reminds us of Allah. It reminds us of the teachings of Allah. So this in itself is a zikr. So recitation of the Holy Quran, listening to the Holy Quran. Nowadays, you know, we have our phones. We can on YouTube or we can download an app. There's always Holy Quran available. Some of our members, some of our missionaries, I have sat many times with our missionary Maulana Forsan, and you might have sat with him in his vehicle as well. Hardly ever you would see anything beside the Holy Quran being played. Always that time is being utilized to listen to the Holy Quran. So again, we on our phones, we could dedicate a certain period in our day that we are going to listen to the Holy Quran this time or that time and continue to listen to the Holy Quran. One of our brothers here in the masjid spends much of his time here at the masjid and listens to the Holy Quran on the little MP3 that he has, just trying to be engaged in remembrance of Allah, trying to be always reflecting upon words of God Almighty. Whatever, even if he cannot understand the translation of it, but knowing that this is word of God Almighty, he wants to listen to it. Those of us that have the ability, alhamdulillah, we can read and we read the translation and think about it, reflect upon it. All these are forms of remembrance of Allah, which we should engage ourselves in. Then moving forward, the next type is the same one that was mentioned in the first verse that I quoted in the beginning. Allah says, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِكُمْ. That when you have finished the prayer, when the daily salat is finished, remember Allah even while you're standing and while you're sitting and when you're lying on your sides as well. So that is why when we finish our prayers, our five daily, any prayer in the day, we sit there. We don't just get up and go. We, because of this verse, we sit down and we do dhikr. We do tasbih. We call it tasbih as well, glorifying Allah. But what is glorifying Allah? It is a form of dhikr. It is a form of remembering Allah. So we sit there repeating 33 times, Subhanallah, holy is Allah. 33 times, Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah. 34 times, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. So all these things we do, it's not enough for us to just repeat these phrases, but to think about them, that how is Allah the holiest? How I and the others, we are all sinful. We all make mistakes. Only Allah is pure from mistakes, clean. How are we grateful to Allah? How is Allah, all praise belongs to Allah? How is Allah the greatest? These are things that we are repeating. We should be reflecting upon them as well. And then Allah says, not just after the prayers, even when later on, when you're sitting, when you're standing, when you're laying on your sides, anytime you should be thinking about God Almighty. Then the fourth is, the fourth type mentioned in the Holy Quran, Allah says, Ya ayyuhal muddathir, kum fa'andir, wa rabbaka fa'kabbir, wa thiyabaka fa'tahir, wa rujza fahjur, wa la tamnun tastaksir, wa li rabbika fasbir. That, O you who has wrapped yourself with your mantle, arise and warn, and your Lord do extol, and your garments do purify, and uncleanliness do shun, and bestow not favor seeking to get more in return, and for the sake of your Lord do endure patiently. So this is more referring to doing zikr publicly, remembering Allah publicly, not in the form of showing off, but rather in terms of reminding others to also think about God Almighty. As it says, Qum fa'andir, that's get up and warn people, arise and warn, meaning tell them that you have to remember Allah as well. In this sense, this is not in form of publicly showing off that I am doing zikr. No, because zikr is more a condition of the heart or words that you repeat or phrases and the prayers that you repeat on your own. But at other times, this is also a proclamation of basically remembrance of Allah, that when you remind others to remember Allah much, remember Allah at all times. So again, there is, the time only permits to cover this much, but you can go in so much more depth and talk about different ways, different prayers to read at different times, right? Inshallah, at another time, we should do a talk about how the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has taught prayers for every single situation. When you're waking up in the morning, what to pray? When you go to the bathroom, what prayer should you read? When you come out of the bathroom, what prayer should you read? When when you, you know, you put on your clothes, what prayer you should be reading. When you're about to eat, what prayer you should read. When you're about to exit the door, what prayer to read. When you're stepping down, stepping up, which prayer to read at all those times. This is the character of Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. This is how he is remembering Allah all the time. All the time. He's thinking about God, reflecting upon God. He's thanking God. He's praying to God in every single moment of his life. And alhamdulillah, many of our Muslim brothers and sisters, members, even from a young age, from their age of childhood, they learn these prayers and they repeat them. It is also important to reflect upon them, think about them, and be mindful of what we are praying. So again, then there is also other zikr, other forms of zikr, which as a Muslim, should be the most basic and essential. For example, whenever we say something about the future that I'm going to do this tomorrow, we say inshallah. Whenever somebody says, how are you? Instead of saying, not bad, or instead of saying, not good, or instead of saying, so-so, or anything else, what do we say? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. All praise belongs to Allah. All praise belongs to Allah. This is a response of a believer. When you see somebody do something good, instead of being jealous or envious of them, what do you say? MashaAllah. MashaAllah. When someone looks really good, they put on a new dress and they look good, you say, MashaAllah. You see some nature, looking beautiful, mountains, rivers, lakes, instead of just taking that in, soaking it in, you're also supposed to be glorifying Allah. SubhanAllah, how beautiful is Allah? How holy is Allah that has created this? So all these are different forms. When somebody dies, when you hear that so-and-so has passed away, instead of just not saying anything or just saying, oh, that is terrible to hear, what do we say? Believers, Muslims always say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah we belong and to Him we shall return. So these are all different forms of zikr taught by Allah the Almighty through the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as believers, we do them constantly throughout the day, and they remind us that we need to remain attached to Allah. Our heart, our mind, our soul always needs to remain attached to Allah the Almighty. This is being what it means to be a believer. Being a Muslim, being a believer is a condition, it's a state that you're always in. It's not something that you become pious when you enter the mosque or you step on the mat, prayer mat. No, a believer is somebody that is always engaged in zikr, always engaged in remembrance of Allah the Almighty. And I have given you a few examples from the Holy Quran, but again, there are many more things that we can engage ourselves in remembrance of Allah with. And throughout the day, our mind needs to be focused. If you're sitting idle doing nothing, instead of always being on the phone, we could literally just start counting or think, counting on our fingertips, SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. Or even not counting on our fingertips, as much time permits, we do it. Right? We don't have to limit ourselves to 10, 11, 33 times, because numbers do not necessarily mean anything. What they mean is that you should develop a habit of doing it so many times. But because the Prophet ﷺ used to do a certain amount of times at certain occasions, he would do it countlessly as well. But certainly, certain times he has taught us to do it in certain numbers. So we practice them because of him having taught us that way. But then we continue to practice or continue to recite these prayers at other times as well. So zikr, remembrance of Allah, my dear brothers and sisters, is extremely important. Wala dhikrullahi akbar, remembrance of Allah is the greatest virtue, most important, most, highest, loftiest of the matters that is there. And I hope and pray that you and I, we're all able to understand the significance of it and practice it as well. And while we're practicing it, we're not just repeating mere phrases. We're not doing it just to show off to others that look at me, I am remembering Allah. But rather, we are doing it to gain consciousness of Allah, gain that relationship, develop that relationship with Allah, where we are always, always mindful of Allah, and we don't even go near sin or other harmful things. So jazakallah to all of you. Alhamdulillah, we are passing through the blessed month of Ramadan. More than half of it has already passed. So please do try your level best to take advantage of these blessed days. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that such a person is unfortunate, that one who passed through the blessed month of Ramadan and he was not able to have his sins forgiven. Meaning, this is a month of forgiveness. It is a month of mercy. So in these days, we should spend as much time reflecting upon God Almighty, remembering Allah the Almighty, and gaining the nearness of Allah the Almighty. So may Allah help you and me. May Allah guide us all. May Allah help us all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.